Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Every Monday morning, Dr. Kevin Most makes a house call to us. The Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital joins us now to talk about what everybody's talking about, the new variant. Good morning, Doc. Isn't most of what we're hearing so far just based entirely on speculation?
Yeah, I'd say speculation and uncertainty. You know, obviously this caught us all by surprise last week when it was first identified, and for the World Health Organization to go from a variant of interest all the way up to a variant of concern in one day is what really got our attention.
And from what I'm hearing now, the reports are that the symptoms of this new strain are extremely mild. Is that what the researchers are discovering?
Well, it's interesting. What they're discovering is a couple things. One is that if you had COVID in the past, you can get it again and then have a mild case, but still be able to spread it to those, unvaccinated. And that's probably the biggest concern. So our big concern right now is going to be who can get this and when could they get it? And will the vaccine be actually even, you know, worthwhile, and will it be effective?
The World Health Organization says that it's going to take weeks to understand how this variant may affect diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. And there's a story this morning about the vaccine makers already getting to work on what they may have to reformulate. Do you think we're going to get a different kind of booster?
We may. You know, what they're doing right now is, you know, Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, AstraZeneca, they're all doing testing right now on this new variant. So certainly that's going to take, you know, like everyone's saying, 10 days to 2 weeks. Now, if needed, let's say they find out that, boy, the vaccine really doesn't work. You know, we could have a new vaccine developed within 6 to 8 weeks. We could have it shipping within 4 months. But that is getting so far ahead of this right now, and I don't want people to get there. If you remember when we first heard about beta, everyone were up in arms, right? What happened with beta? It fizzled out. So certainly it's good that we're taking this serious, but we have to understand that we don't know anything right now besides that it has a lot of mutations and that there is a concern.
Are doctors and scientists pretty sure, though, even at this point, that it is way more infectious than the Delta, for example?
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, it certainly looks a couple things. One, that is more highly transmissible. That's why it was already made a variant of concern right by the World Health Organization. So that's probably the biggest thing right now, is that it appears to be more transmissible. Is it more deadly? We really don't know right now because there's so few cases. Are there more reinfections? Absolutely. So it looks like natural immunity either has waned, or natural immunity is not going to protect us for this. And then really the biggest question is, will the vaccine work? And that's the one that we don't have an answer for.
Anything new on that COVID pill? And nobody knows yet whether or not that would be effective against the new strain.
Yeah, well, tomorrow will be a big day for that. So the FDA meets tomorrow to discuss not only the Merck pill, but also the Pfizer pill. So both of them will be discussed tomorrow, and at least the initial data. They could be advanced as early as later this week to be used as a treatment option. Now, we also want to know, can it be used as a preventative option? And we're not sure we're going to get that. In other words, you get exposed to COVID. Could you take it to prevent you from getting the illness? The initial results from Merck and from Pfizer were both very good. The secondary results were not as powerful, but still very, very strong as far as stopping infection and also stopping hospitalization. So certainly I would expect that tomorrow we'll probably get good news out of the FDA on both those medications, and we'll have one more tool to help curtail this right now.
That'd be good. Dr. Kevin Most is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. More on the variant now. Doc, is the big concern here, and maybe you can explain this to us, the fact that this new strain shows a large number of mutations? Is that why it's so contagious?
Yeah, there's two things, Bob. One is probably not only the number of mutations. We know that as the virus multiplies, it's going to get mutations. But probably one of the more important things, that of the 50 mutations, 30 of them are on the spike protein. And the spike protein is where the vaccine is focused on. And it's also how it attaches and gets into cells and replicates. So that's our big concern, is the original virus that we saw, that we built the vaccine on, we're attacking that spike protein. And now, wait a second, did too many things change on that spike protein so the vaccines don't look well? And is it shown that the mutations now make it easier to get into cells? Those are the questions that are going to be answered over the next 2 weeks.
And with so few patients to study right now, how are they going to determine anything at this point?
Right. So you hit the question, you know, right on the head, because right now what they're doing is they're testing it essentially in test tubes, right? We've identified, we've isolated the virus, and now we're testing it, what we call something in vitro. In other words, in a test tube to see if antibodies can neutralize it in a test tube, because we don't have enough patients to do a study big enough. Mm-hmm. Now, certainly, they're going to look at everybody who gets this one, gets the Omicron, and they're going to draw their blood. They're going to see if they have antibodies. They're going to try to test. But like you said, the number is so small in really real people that when you look at Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, they're doing all their testing in a laboratory, not in individuals.
And meanwhile, what is it, 99% of cases around the world are still due to the Delta variant?
Yeah, absolutely. So people are saying, boy, should I wait to get a vaccine? You know, is there going to be a new vaccine? Certainly not. You know, right now, look at what's going on, and that's what you want to protect yourself against, which is that 98 to 99% virus that's going around right now, the Delta. And certainly we know that the vaccine, as well as the boosters, really protect ourselves very well from hospitalization and deaths if you are vaccinated.
Think governments are doing the right thing now? There's word today that Germany is considering a full COVID lockdown and mandatory vaccines, and everybody's just on edge about this now.
Yeah, you know, I think what everyone is doing now is jumping to the extreme. They feel that they were second-guessed so many times in the past. Let's go and make sure that we clamp down as much as we possibly can. Is this virus, is this variant already around the world? Most likely. You know, now that we've identified it, you know, you're going to probably see cases that have popped up. As a matter of fact, one popped up in Canada. Think about how much international travel comes in and out of the United States. Is it here already? Probably. So, but the numbers are so small that trying to find it is like a needle in the haystack. So you will see that not only testing will go up this week, but also the genetic testing as well will go up to see if we can identify if it's here in the United States already.
And of course, coronachondriacs like me are paying attention to the symptoms of this new variant, and they're being termed unusual, not exactly what we've seen before. Is that right?
Yeah, I think you're going to start to see that, you know, what we've seen classically is the loss of taste and smell, the respiratory. You know, as you start to have a variation, a variant of any virus, it'll start to attack other organ systems, and it will start to attack other areas of the body because it now has the ability to. So with so few cases right now, we're still trying to figure out, is this going to be more deadly? Is this going to be more serious? Or is it just going to be, boy, it can spread easier, but it's going to be, you know, minor illness and minor inconvenience. Those are the questions that we need to have answered in people's bodies, not in test tubes. But certainly, you know, the test tube testing is going to tell us whether or not the antibodies that we make right now are going to be helpful or not.
People, of course, got together with family and friends over the long weekend and are thinking, all right, let's see, if I was exposed to the virus, at what point would I show some symptoms? Is it like 2 to 14 days most of the time?
Yeah, you know, you can look anywhere from 2 to 5 days sometimes, and actually you have to remember that this illness sometimes gives you pretty much asymptomatic or mild illness, so it could actually go out a couple of weeks. And certainly anybody who traveled in the Midwest, you know, that's the band that's getting hit right now. If you look at cases up in Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, even here in Illinois, you know, we're starting to see increases where our positivity rate, you know, is now up over 4% when we were down, you know, almost at 2% before, which people say, oh, that's not much. But a doubling over a couple of weeks is kind of concerning, because do it again in 2 weeks and do it again in 2 weeks, and next thing you know, you're close to, you know, 15% going into Christmas. So certainly the concern is how much the travel and whether the indoor large gatherings is going to help spread this more.
One more question. About how many days does it take for the body to get back to normal after you eat a Thanksgiving dinner of almost all carbs and sugar? Do you know?
Yeah, you know, after you get your diabetes testing and, I mean, most people don't understand, but they, at that Thanksgiving meal, they had enough calories for about a day and a half just at that one sitting. So,
at least.
Certainly a good time to reflect, and it's not going to hurt you, but, you know, maybe work it off a little bit this week.
Yeah, I think the gyms are going to be crowded today. Yeah. Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, thanks for the good information this morning, Doc. Appreciate it.
You got it, Bob. Take care.
Have a good one. News is next at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.